This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just got a good laugh. Shout out to Ray in Brooklyn, a Yankee fan that always makes sure to bring the right energy. You know, I had to go look that up. See, you forget the little things, man. We do this every day, the back and forth, the trolling, the needling, the big brother, little brother. I just had to go to Twitter, right? So it was October 22nd, 2024, and the Mets had lost against the Dodgers in 6 games. And, you know, the biggest Mets fan group, the 7 line, hits Twitter that morning at 8:18 a.m. I remember, I don't get up till 10 a.m., 11. I didn't see this till later. But they wrote, yes, the Mets didn't win it all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade. Anyone know if they already cleared their lockers out? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot at City. I had to bring that back to the timeline. I said, yo, Ray from Brooklyn just brought this up. We are not the same forever, little bro. We would never even think of this. You know how mad Yankee fans are at the New York Yankees whenever they lose and don't actually bring home the chip? We're talking tonight about how hard it is to drive to Citi Field, take the train to Citi Field. The 7 line, whoever tweets for the 7 line, shout out Darren. If it's Darren Meenan, I reached out to Darren like a couple months ago to try and get Darren to come on the show and talk about Pete Alonso. I don't know if it was his old number. I met Darren in the fan cave years ago. I tried to get him to come on the show. He curved me. He didn't respond. I wouldn't expect him to, honestly. He probably thought I was going to troll him on air. But, man, we're talking about how hard it is to get to Citi Field for a game. Could you imagine if there actually was about 10 to 15 fans that showed up with signs like, screw Ohtani, almost. They showed up with some orange and blue signs that says, close enough. They showed up. You know, imagine the Mets fans showing up and the players seeing them like, what the hell are you guys doing here? Oh, man, that's classic. Just the visual, just the thought of it feels like these guys deserve a parade. There is no feels like. There is no deserve. That's how far we've fallen from grace in this city. We have fans actually going to a public forum to say, yeah, we should organize a parade for these guys that lost 4-2 in the NLCS. That's rich. Thank you for bringing that back up, Ray. I completely forgot about that, and I just got a great laugh. 888-808-1019. Jarvis is in Harlem, back on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. You know, sometimes you got to get a good laugh like that This is unexpected. That one tickled me because I wouldn't have thought about that. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the last caller. Man, I'm like Mets fans are like saying like they become the big buzz. Why? Because you saw free agent Juan Soto, and the free agents Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas. Oh, now they become the big brothers taking over New York. The Mets ain't winning division because you have the hardest path. You got the Dodgers, the Padres, the Phillies, and the Mets. The Phillies and the Braves. I mean, how about the Mets winning the division? If they win the division, maybe they get a first round bye. Evolve playing a 3-game wild card. I'm a Yankee fan. Because the Yankees won the AL East, and at least they got the number one seed.
Yeah, but Jarvis, we're not allowed to remind them that they snuck in, that it took everything for them to get into the postseason, this expanded postseason. We can't say things as Yankee fans to the Mets fans like, yo, chill, start with winning the division. We're not allowed. We got to stand down because Juan Soto has flipped the script. Thanks for the call, bro. That's it, right? That's why I appreciated the Captain Aaron Judge being like, I disagree with him. Completely, like, that's his opinion. He can say whatever he wants. Like, bruh, the fact that Juan Soto chose to take the most money only means you have the richest owner in the sport. But we can embellish, we can create, we can say that they have a dynasty coming, we can say that they have a better future, we can say that there's a family culture. We can say there's more Latin players. We can say that, you know, there's a better chance over there for them to win. These games will start. Time will tell. And I'll be here to see if the Mets win, to make it happen. I'll be right here. Wow, look at the Mets go. They're really good. I'll give it up. All through that run last year, I gave it up. I was here for the watch party. I watched Evan in here patting his feet the whole game. Taking his pants off. I saw Lugie and him embrace. I saw Paul Rosenberg hug. I saw Mets fans that work here at WFAN. I'm like, wow, you would think this is the World Series. It's game 162, but I get it. It's good. It's healthy to be a fan like that and to watch baseball and make you feel something. But, yeah, I feel like, right, when I came in tonight, I started off the show with, who's got it better than the Mets? This is the best time ever to be a Mets fan. Until it's not. Like, now you understand, right? There are some Mets fans that are very guarded. Let me talk about the other side. There are some Mets fans that are like, fool me, can't fool me again. There are some Mets fans that are like, Juan Soto is nice. Getting Pete back is nice. You sure you don't want to bring back Iglesias for the vibes? You sure you don't want to trade for Dylan Cease now that Frankie Montas is down? The Braves are healthy again. The Phillies are going to be pissed off that we knocked them out last year. Are we sure that this thing is, I don't know, I've been set up for failure before. I'm guarding myself from being let down again. Are we sure we want to continue to poke the bear that is the New York Yankees and the New York Yankee fans that have been doing this for decades? Joe, Long Beach, on the Fan in New York. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Keith? Real talk. I used to be a Met hater. I'm a Yankee fan. But in 2000... when I got to see something rare than, you know, we ever get in the sports world, a World Series, Subway World Series, and I got to see my New York Yankees defeat the Mets in the World Series. Every friend of mine that's a Mets fan, they already know. You know, I don't even bring up the championships. I don't bring up the division titles, the pennants, none of that. I bring up, look, we beat you in the World Series. Until you do that back to us, don't ever talk to me about this being a Mets town again. Now, fast forward to Juan Soto jumping ship and going on to the Mets. Okay, no problem. We still got the best player in baseball. Debate me on that. We still probably got the best pitcher in baseball. Debate me on that. And we probably now have the best closer in baseball, which we were missing last year in the World Series, which really had an effect, I believe, on us being able to extend that World Series and not being, you know, gentlemen sweeped by the Dodgers. So, this year, I expect the Yankees to be back in the World Series, and wouldn't it be a kick in the pants if the Mets never made it to the World Series while Juan Soto was a member of their team? He'd have to look back, dog, and be like, man, the last time I made it was when I was with the Yankees. Good decision, Juan. Good luck with that.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. They have to get to the World Series. They have an owner that just set the high goals of 2-4 World Series. Not one, not two, not three. He went LeBron on them, not four. Yo, Steve Cohen just set himself up again. Did you not just learn from the five-window proposition you put out there of winning a World Series in the first 5 years of being the owner? He doubled down today. This guy doubled down. Why not set a high goal? He's making the talk about possibly winning 2-4 World Series in the next 10 years. What? 888-808-1019. We got to chill. The hype is good till it's not. It's a drug. You inhale too much of that hype, you're going to be high as hell. And you're going to come crashing down. The come down from that hype, when you get into series against other baseball teams that have better pitching, have good lineups too, that now are not underestimating you, right? You're not surprising anybody. Now they're coming out, they're ready to play. They see Juan Soto, they know what time it is. They see Lindor, they know what time it is. Like, this is going to be fun. It's going to be great. Like I said, I expect the Yankees to care about the Subway Series this year, where maybe the organization might not. They might put a punt lineup out, but I think the players, like, I think Judge is going to try and play his ass off. Not to say Judge doesn't every game, but like, it's going to have a little more edge to it. A little more edge to it, because Juan Soto took the highest offer, but then tap danced around and said everything else about why he chose the place. Besides, come on, man. I was for the streets. I was always going to the highest bidder. I could be had by anybody that put up the highest offer. I listened to the Meet at the Apple podcast with Howie Rose and Steve Cohen today. And Steve Cohen talked about not thinking that they were going to land Juan Soto. Just because after the second meeting with Boris and Soto, he wasn't getting the right vibe, right? He wasn't getting good feelings about this person, this player wanting to be on the Mets. He has the wallet to change it. He even talked about Sunday night going out to dinner, getting drinks and whatnot with friends, and not knowing if he was going to land Juan Soto, being able to take him from the Yankees. But then he went back and changed his offer. And once he found out that they were only $5 million apart between the Yankees' $760 and his $765, they changed their offer. They tweaked that contract. I tip my cap to David Stearns finessing with the AAV and them being able to raise that money and the signing bonus, and then even throwing in a clothing allowance for the man's mom, security for the Supreme Court of Soto, a suite where you're taking a loss on that suite for 15 years, Steve. You can't sell that suite. You can't sell that suite to a corporate sponsor. You can't sell that suite to some rich Mets fans. And those four premium seats as well that Juan Soto is going to give to Archangel, you know, or give to Don Omar. You can't recoup that either. This is going to be fun. This is already fun. Lou is in La Jolla, California. Next up on the Fan. Go for it, Lou.
Hey, Keith. It's Lou, your Twitter guy.
What's up, man?
Calls.
Thanks.
I'm a Mets and Yankees fan. I know.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a Willie Mays fan. You're a Giants.
Yeah, you
fan.
I'm so honored that you remember me. So anyway, I'm 74 years old, and I remember when New York City had 7 daily newspapers, and I was 7 when the Giants and Dodgers moved to California. And I used to hear all the time, I used to read all the time in the newspapers, that New York is a National League town. And that's despite Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. New York is a National League town. So the Giants and Dodgers leave. For 4 seasons, the Yankees were the only game in town. And then the Mets are created, and they're the worst team in baseball for their first 6 years. And they just could never equal the power of having both the Giants and Dodgers in New York City. Now, I don't know if I'm boring everyone by talking about this.
You're not. You're educating folks. There's a lot of young kids listening that like have no idea.
If they don't know that the Giants and Dodgers even played in New York City. Right. I know. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in, even though that you know, we're talking big brother, little brother, but that's the way it used to be.
Lou, you're the man. I'll see you on Twitter, and thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You know, I was just mentioning Howie Rose in the Meet at the Apple podcast. When I first got connected with Howie Rose, he told me to look up a book, The Boys of Summer. I forget who the author is, but that book gives you all the details of back in the day, New York City, what the baseball rivalry was like before the Dodgers left, before the Giants dip, before the Mets were created, what the Yankees, like, there was real beef. We think we've got WFAN radio wars and Twitter back and forth and social media beef. Nah, there was like, you know, real beef in the streets and like gang type culture. Like, hey, like you rep the Yankees, you rep the Dodgers. You know, we don't mix. You rep the Giants, like National League versus American League.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, and when you think about the culture of New York at that time, it makes a little bit more sense. But I mean, for anybody out there, I did look up the book. I believe this is correct. The author is Roger Kahn. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's just right. Want to make sure we got that to everybody out there. You know, like you said, there's a lot of young kids out there, even, you know, people like our age and younger too, that, I mean, let's be real. The 60s were 30 years before we were alive. The 50s, 40s, even further back.
You don't know what you don't know. Everybody can learn. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And I know that there are, you know, like Lou is 74 and there's older people that are listening that probably laugh at our, you know, our young back and forth Mets and Yankees. I think I started the show tonight talking about the Mets existing since 1962, winning a World Series in 1969, winning a World Series in 86, not being back to the World Series in 10 years. It's funny, I took a call on the Subway Series for a while. I was saying, how come Mets never talk about this World Series they lost to the Yankees? They only talk about the World Series they lost to the Royals. Now there's no conversation about that because really that was a arguing point. That was a chip in the back and forth. We made it to the World Series in 2015. You haven't been there since 2009. The Yankees took that one off the board, getting there in 2024. Here we are in 2025. Mets got to get there this year. It's been 10 years. Yankees got to win it this year. It's been too long. We're approaching the drought territory of longest drought, right? 16 years. I think the longest drought is 18 years between World Series. Like, New York needs it. And as I laugh and joke about the seven line suggesting that we have a parade for losers, New York has been a bunch of losers. We need a parade in general. I'm watching the clips that come out of Philadelphia, the Eagles parade. And now we're in the future, man. You can see drone footage of a million people pulling up to Philly for that parade. They were lit out there. They're shotgunning beers. Saquon is pulling the ball boy out of the crowd to join them. They're hitting Howie Roseman in the head with beers. They're chanting for Cooper DeJean, but it's Reed Blankenship.
And you know what the craziest part of that is? That's their second one in, what, 5 years?
Yeah. A lot of those people, they were at both parades.
That's the second one. That's the second time. Imagine the first time. You said it. It's been since 2009 for the Yankees, right? It's
2011.
Been since 2012 since
or
the Giants.
12, really.
It's been 13 years since since the last championship parade. It's
the Liberty,
about damn
the Liberty
time
got
we
a little. They got a little pinch. They got a little smidgen. They got a little sample parade. I wasn't there. I watched it on the stream.
It was fun. You know,
it counts as something.
But I'm telling you, it's the vibes are just going to be out of this world. If it's either the Yankees, the Knicks, the Mets, the Giants, the Jets, the whoever the hell wins a championship next in this city, it is going to be out of this world, the celebration that we have. And it's going to be long due. It is going to be absolutely worth it and, you know,
I'm getting old, bro. I'm aging out. I can't drink like I used to. The hangovers be kicking my ass. It has to happen already.
Yeah.
Even if the Mets win the World Series this year, I'm pulling up to all the parties. I'm gonna be at the parade.
You know, like, that's the thing too, right? Now you got Jackson, right? So you're thinking to yourself, I mean, you want to be able to celebrate this. And listen, you know, you're 60 years old down the road. If it takes that long, you still have fun, but I mean, listen, you want to be having the fun that he would be having at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Father Time is undefeated. I swear I thought by this time I would have seen two or three Yankees World Series parades. Most of you listening probably know my story about electing to go to class and football practice and not going in 2009. That's a regret because I was 21. I was prime age. I might not have made it back.
That's the dream. That is a dream.
You hit legal drinking age and the Yankees win the World Series.
That's pain.
It was the dream for me in college because I was able to go get us kegs. I was able to go get us handles. I had a connect at the liquor store down the street, and he knew I was coming through. We were throwing college parties at my house. Man, I remember winning the World Series and spraying $5 Andre champagne on the roof and on the ceiling, bro. I'm too old now. Here I am now. If we do win it this year, I mean, I had dreams of winning it last year in a parade last year. If we do win it this year, I could still get it in.
Hey,
Still time.
I say that same thing to myself, you know. I was looking at the Mets last year. I'm saying, listen, I got a few more good years in me. Let's get a run going right now. And you know what? To be fair, that what they did last year is a building block, and we've been talking about that all night. You get that done. And then all of a sudden this year, you do the same thing. You keep winning. The ballpark gets more packed. All of a sudden, you do breakthrough and you win that championship in the next 3 years, which, I mean, Cohen's talking about multiple. You win that in the next 3 years. You see that celebration. You see those fans out there. That's how you build that culture. That's how you become the event, and that's how you pack that ballpark every single night. And that's what needs to happen. And, I mean, as a Met fan, I am going to optimistically say will happen.
It can. And in Cohen's defense, what he also said was, like, if we're perennial contenders, right, if we're making the postseason every year, why can't it be us? And your thoughts become things. I have said that a bunch. If people in baseball start thinking, yo, they did it last year. Now they got Juan Soto. They did it last year. They have the experience. They went on a run last year. Your thoughts become things. I think that's how the Yankees dominated so many years. They had their opponents beat before they stepped between those lines. Ah, they're the champs. Oh, they got Derek Jeter. He's going to come up clutch. They got Andy Pettit. They got Mariano Rivera. Enter Sandman. Lights out. It's over. Your thoughts become things. The mind is the most powerful muscle when your opponent already is, you know, in your building, knowing they're going up against the two-time champs, you know, multiple-time champs. It's hard for them to imagine themselves overcoming that. Here we have a season where we expect the Mets and the Yankees to be World Series contenders. They were two of the last four teams standing last year. If they both get out of the gate fast, if they both compete, win the division, maybe have the number one, two seed, whatever it is, why not us? Why can't there be a parade in New York sometime in November? 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Already know KM coming through. This show is going to expire in like 90 minutes. I'm running out of time. 888-808-1019. Let me take these calls, man. Appreciate you guys holding. And I just was cracking up during the break because, you know, Lou called and I'm like, let's go to Lou from La Jolla, California. And then, you know, our new Yankees announcer, Dave Sims, my guy. He hits me up to say, hey, you know, let me just offer a little help, a little advice. You know, it's pronounced La Jolla. And I just said, ha, never heard of it. I'm from Jersey, bro. There are parts of New York people call in. And I'm like, I've never heard of it. I do not know where you're calling from. Let's see. I think I know everybody and where they're calling from on the line right now. Greg is in Rockland. Next up on the Fan. Go for it, Greg.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, an education might help a little bit with that La Jolla thing. But anyway, look, it's nice of you to...
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like that was a sub. I didn't hang up on you, Greg. I just put you on pause. An education might help with the La Jolla thing. It was spelled La Jolla. I'm educated, college educated, graduated, all that. But I don't claim to know everything. I think that's one of my best qualities. I get on this microphone, I don't act like a know-it-all. I don't act like I know everything. I can learn from anybody, yourself included. But don't disrespect me. Don't call my show and insinuate that I'm not intelligent, I'm uneducated. Let's try this again. Greg is in Rockland. Go for it, Greg.
Well, let's say that maybe the reading could have been a little bit better. The other day, I was listening to you, and you're...
Yeah, that's twice. So you just waited on hold for 30 minutes. You insulted me once. I gave you an opportunity. And then you said my reading could be a little better. You know, like the audacity. The audacity. Old man, go to bed. It's 10:35. We got plenty of calls. We got over 2,000 people watching on live. People that are respectful. People that treat people the right way. So, you know, you're just not going to get that off. You know how the radio works, right? Like, I control that. Zoo screens your call, and then when you come through, just be nice. Just be kind. No need to disrespect. And I made a joke out of it. I'm also able to laugh at myself. I didn't have to, you know, read my text message from Dave. Dave corrected me. I made a joke out of it. And you want to come through and insult my education and my level of reading comprehension? You don't even get to say what you wanted to say. How smart are you? Waited on hold for like 40 minutes and made a fool out of yourself. Chuck is in the truck. Chuck, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's up, Brody?
You know, hanging in there.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That last call, like, get out of here.
Didn't need it, bro. I laughed it off. Didn't need it. Yeah, I didn't even hang up on him. Just like, you're not better than me. You're not better than anybody. Chill with that.
Yeah. You know, that stuff with the racial overtones and us being, you know, undereducated, we ain't got time to go for that.
Yeah, incorrect. incorrect.
I did call to give you some smoke, though, like, because you said, like, bro, you saying, like, Cohen doubled down and how this going to come back to bite him or whatever. Like, Cohen's first prediction hasn't gone awry. All right.
They went to the World Series?
But he said he wanted to win the World Series in the first 5 years. This is year five.
Okay.
This is year five. So that's still.
It's still on the table.
Right.
Seems far fetched, but it's still on the table.
We got to stop that. I don't know how. We one of the best teams in the league right now. And then we got to stop this Soto stuff. Look, man. I know it hurts y'all little Yankee ego. I know it hurts y'all pinstripes aura or whatever. Soto wanted to be a Met. Go look at his post from 2021, standing there at Citi Field, where he hashtag dreams, hashtag future. Okay, the translation, the rough translation from Spanish was, let God move the pieces for you. You can't do it yourself. He been wanting to play for the Mets, bro.
I agree.
Help?
That's where he wanted to be. Judge said it, and like I said, I saw him in that Mets hat. I like the new Mr. Mets hat with the glasses on Mr. Met. I said he belongs. I should have seen it. But Yankee fans, you're right. It does hurt our loyalty to the pinstripes and how we view the Yankees. It does hurt. And that's why we didn't want to see. This guy was not here falling for any of it. He was always going to the highest bidder, and we had to know the highest bidder was right here in New York watching him.
I mean, Cohen said it, but I think, like, I don't think it's just necessarily the highest bidder because, like, the reports came out. He didn't even come back to the Yankees to match that final offer. Like, he
could because that night, Hal Steinbrenner went to sleep. Hal prioritizes his rest. We knew that from the lockout. He was the first owner to drive out of the lockout that night when it was getting close to time. He's like, I'm going home to go to bed. That Sunday night after 8 o'clock, Hal was like, hey, that's the final offer. Do what y'all want to do.
Yeah, and then check this. Like, you know, if the Mets didn't get Soto, right, because, like, something you said I want to bring up where you said, I forgot how you said it, about the thought process on things, you know what I'm saying? But if the Mets hadn't got Juan Soto, because y'all keep trying to spin this like it's some great offseason for y'all. It wasn't. This is not a Yankee offseason. Was it decent? Was it good? Yeah. If the Mets had missed out on Juan Soto and had pivoted and got Cody Bellinger and Max Fried, we would never hear the end of that from Yankee fans, bro. Stop. All offseason, it would have been LOL Mets. How could you ever think Soto was leaving us for that poverty franchise?
You're probably right.
You got
Bellinger. I can see that.
Come on.
I can see that.
We would have never heard the end of that. We would have never heard the end of that. And, you know, I think it's like a Yankee narrative and then it gets spun like, oh, well, we got seven players instead. No, you didn't. If you would have got Juan Soto, okay, first of all, the George Steinbrenner Yankees, because y'all, like right now, y'all claim the fame as y'all made the World Series. That's great. But you got embarrassed. Not only did your fans embarrass you by mauling Mookie Betts in right field, okay?
Two guys, man. That ain't all of us.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a bad representation of Keith. You know that. And if that happened to the Mets, I would say the same thing. That's not how we act. That's a bad representation. Millions of people watching. You got people over in Japan that probably never even seen a daggone Yankees game, and that's the first experience that they're getting. They're watching just because Ohtani is there. That was a terrible representation.
It's the Bronx, New York. I've seen wilder things happen out there than that.
Oh, yeah. We from the way. But I'm saying, just think of your regular fan that's tuning in just because Ohtani's in the World Series, and this is their first representation. That was terrible.
Nah, what made it worse was Yankee fans defending them, trying to champion them. I'm like, no, this is a terrible look.
Right. And, you know, we did squeak in at the end, but first 2 months, I keep trying to tell people this. J.D. Martinez was not on that team. Mark Vientos and the Mark Vientos that we know now was not on that team. We didn't have our ace all year. David Peterson, a guy that came back and went, 10-1 with a 2.90 ERA, was not on that team in the beginning of the year. Okay, so we had a ton
but you
of
had Joey Wendell. You had Joey Wendell, and you had Adrian Hauser too, and Michael Tonkin.
And we seen where they ended up. They ended up on an unemployment list before the year was over. Like, we had our depth pieces in them. So people want to say, oh, the Mets went on a hot run. How do you go on a run for 5 months? Explain that to me. Because the Mets had the best record in Major League Baseball since May 30th. That's not a hot streak. We all know sports. We've been around sports for many a years. You can go on a hot streak for a week or 2 weeks or three, maybe even a month.
Yeah, okay. I was told it was Grimace. I was told it was Grimace, so I had to believe that. I'd never seen anything like it. I heard it was Grimace.
And one of the best. And then what we did to y'all, bro, okay, we going to the sweep, and then not only the sweep, we outscored y'all by 22 runs.
I was there. I went in Queens and the Bronx. I saw it.
Right? And y'all had Soto. So, you know, you can't expect for us to bow down and like we're not going to talk our talk. We got told for a year how stupid we were and how Soto would never leave the pinstripes. He would never go to the Mets. Of course we're going to fire back at that. Of course. And it's going to be even worse if Cohen does decide to ante up and put Vladimir Guerrero next to Soto and we do go on that run in that dynasty to win those four championships.
I know it. I've been telling some Yankee fans, chill. I don't agree with the Yankee fans that are saying the team is better. There's a silver lining here. Look at all the players we got. I'm like, no, I saw them get to the World Series with Juan Soto. And I've been telling Yankee fans the same way I'm telling Mets fans to chill with the hype. I'm telling Yankee fans to chill with saying that the Mets can't get it done, that the Mets aren't going to be what we think. That, like, we don't know. There is a reality that we could be living in as Yankee fans where the Mets win more games than the Yankees this year or go further than the Yankees this year or bring that parade that I'm talking back to the city before the Yankees. Like, if that happens, that is hell for the Yankees fan base.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we won two games against the Dodgers without a Juan Soto. And I'm going to tell you
Yeah, but they put the eight-piece chicken McNugget on you, 9-0 shutout. Otani jacking the ball. Like, come on, man. I watched those games.
We left a lot of guys on base, too. But I'll tell you this. When you got guys that are clutch and guys that show up and guys that perform, all right, I'll roll the dice with a Lindor and a Soto and what we've seen from Vientos, who also raised his game in the postseason. The grand slam against the Dodgers, the 3-run home run in game 6 to get us back in the game, the 2 home runs in Philly, the 1 in the top of the 9th to tie it up. You know, my boy, 327, 5 home runs in the postseason. You got to play those cats in a couple-game series. We've seen what Lindor could do, breaking up the no-hitter with the home run. The big home run in Atlanta. We seen Alonso hit a big home run off of your boy now, Devin Williams. So, you got to win 4 games, and you have those type of players that can change the outcome of that game with one swing at a bat. I'm not afraid of the Dodgers. Who's to say that the Mets can't beat the Dodgers in a 7-game series? We still got to get there.
Not I. I haven't seen anybody go back-to-back. Thanks for the call, Chuck. I haven't seen anybody win the World Series back-to-back since I was in the 5th and 6th grade. I'd like to see the Mets go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. They always play them tough in the regular season. I'd like to see the Yankees play them tough. I'd like to see New York dominate, right? I'd like to see the Mets and the Yankees be top teams in the American League and National League. Here it comes. 888-808-1019. Danny is in Masbeth, New York on the Fan. What's up, Danny?
Keith, I just want to thank you, producer, for putting me through to you, because I just want to tell you that I heard that call before, and in my mind, you're the best host on the WFAN since Mike Francesa, because you don't talk any bull, and you take a lot of calls, and you talk sports, and that's all I'm looking for, and I'm 73 years old, and, you know, it's sports radio, duh, you know?
Yeah, I always say we're going to talk sports, duh. Spoiler alert, like, I'm going to try and keep it to the sports. So thanks for the compliment, Danny. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. You're the best. Bye.
Appreciate it. You know, see, look at that. Kindness. My mom used to say, you get more bees with honey than vinegar, right? So now, like, you know, Danny, when I see Danny on the line, we're going to Danny. When Greg and Rockland calls, he might not even make it through the screener. He might not make it through Zoo or Fleegs or Paul or Connor or Alex or whoever screening. Now, everybody's listening, Greg and Rockland, so you got to call a different show. You know, you're not going to get on with me. Or maybe I'll be kind to you. Maybe I won't, you know, return that ignorance, you know. Maybe I won't hit you with that. Maybe I'll see you and I'll give you a second chance. I understand, you know, might be past your bedtime. You know, I understand. You might be a Mets fan who thought he was going to get something off. Like, I don't know. I just thought that that was odd. I thought that that was a weird way to approach, especially since, like, the last segment we took the call from L-A-J-O-L-L-A, which spells LaJolla. I'm sorry, I'm not from California. I just go out there and go to Dodger Stadium. La Jolla, not spelled like the Georgetown Hoyas. But, yeah, I guess I got to return my communication degree, my bachelor's in radio and television. I guess I got to read that Boys of Summer book again and sharpen my reading comprehension levels. Leon is in the Bronx. You got it, Leon. Go for it.
Yeah, hey, I think you're really educated, Keith.
I think you got to be kind of intelligent, educated, and smart to navigate the waters that I've had to navigate in my life to make it to where we are right now. But I'll, you know, I'll try and move on from that.
I want to give you a segment and then ask you a question, and I'll let you speak and I'll hang up. What do you think about doing today in New York history in your segment?
Today in New York history, I know Susan does that in the Yankee pregame. If I added something like that to my show, you're saying, I'm like, that would add, I don't know. I'm open to some segments. I'm working on some stuff for when we actually have games. You know, like I had the big shot segment. I flirted with two things, like a, you know, make it about yourself where, you know, I make the story about myself and then the caller calls and makes it about their self or something like that as a tie-in. What did we miss? You know, trying to just go over things that are in my notes. Like, I didn't bring up the Dustin May story yet. I'll bring that up before we wrap up here tonight. That'll be in What Did We Miss? And I think the last segment that I flirted with was, you know, what came across my desk. Just something that came across my desk, that came across my feed, where I was like, oh, that might be something that we want to talk about on air. Like, you know, Andy Dalton reached an agreement on a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Panthers. So that's one quarterback journeyman possible guy to go to the Jets or Giants that's off the board. But yeah, I'm with you, Leon. When we get to our, you know, regularly scheduled programming after the Yankees post-game show, I do plan on having those like 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. shows more structured. These five-hour shows, I really get the opportunity to do a lot of different things. And like Danny said, you know, I like to just talk sports and I like to talk to you guys. I like to take as many calls as I can and add, you know, some comedy and some back and forth and entertain that way.
And also, Jalen Brunson would bring the Knicks to a championship, and Aaron Judge would bring the Yankees to a World Series. Who do you think the real King of New York is?
You're saying they would or they will?
If they do.
Okay. If this year Brunson takes the Knicks to the finals and wins it, he already has King status with me. But that would be the first one, right? He would beat Judge to it because that would be June versus October, and we would have nothing else to say with a guy that took less money, was named captain, and then brought the Knicks to the promised land. He would be the outright king over King Cohen, over Rick Pitino, over Lindor, over Judge. But if Judge can snap out of it in the postseason and just be Aaron Judge and hit home runs and propel the Yankees to 28 this year after dropping the pop-up and striking out last year, yeah, the Yankee kingdom is different. They'd be 1A and 1B. But like I said, there's three kings right now. It's Lindor, it's Brunson, it's Judge. And then I jokingly throw Rick Pitino in there for bringing St. John's back and Steve Cohen for everything that he's done for the Mets.
And also, prior to the football and baseball season, as of right now, who's your Mount Rushmore for New York?
Players? My Mount Rushmore of players?
Just four, as of right now, for the NFL and MLB in New York.
Four players from New York teams in MLB and NFL?
Yeah.
That are currently playing?
In New York.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Leon. Let me think about it. Mount Rushmore, you can only do four. I don't really feel like any of the Jets or Giants should get a nod. I was really impressed by Malik Nabers, but it's a rookie season. Like, can I put him on the Mount Rushmore? I don't know. That's the only player I think I would poach from the Giants offense. Dexter Lawrence, watching him play, I mean, they're wasting him. He is a beast in the middle. He's one of the best graded, you know, three techs, defensive tackles, nose guards, guy in the middle in the league. That's who I would take from their defense. I think I would have to, if I have to take a Giant, right? This is how I'm going to do it. One Giant, one Jet, one Met, one Yankee. I'm going to take Dexter Lawrence because he's done it multiple years. He's paid. He's here. He's a captain. Malik Nabers is on his way if they can get him a consistent quarterback. From the Jets, I would like to say Quinnen Williams. Maybe Quincy Williams. On that offense, I mean, Garrett Wilson, he got a lot of targets, but you can't really go there. You can't go there with Breece. Yeah, I guess I got to go Quincy Williams. Dexter Lawrence from the Giants, Quincy Williams from the Jets. He just plays hard. He makes tackles. And, I mean, I think he's going to continue to be a dog. Quinnen Williams is a close second, but I think Quincy's just more of a, you know, game wrecker player that you're going to watch. And he's just going to be, you know, putting his helmet into multiple plays. For the Mets, it's Francisco Lindor. Juan Soto is there. He's going to be a fan favorite. He's going to be an all-star. He's going to be a superstar. But Lindor, the year that Lindor had last year, offensively, defensively, leading off, bringing his glove, bringing the energy, just really maturing in New York and becoming the face of the franchise, the leader, the soon-to-be captain. It's Lindor for the Mets. And for the Yankees, despite the postseason, Aaron Judge is the reigning AL MVP. He's got two of those things. He should have three of those things. Like Judge, the season that he had last year, and he says he wants to bat third. The season that he had last year was incredible. It was one of the best right-handed seasons we've ever seen in Major League Baseball. And I mean, there were parts of the season last year where I'm like, this guy is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Sucks that I can't really run with that. I can't really defend him after him shrinking in the postseason again. But yeah, Dexter Lawrence, Quincy Williams, Francisco Lindor, and Aaron Judge right now as the New York Mount Rushmore for the NFL and MLB teams. 888-808-1019. I think I can sneak in a call before we break here for, I don't know, 11 o'clock. And then my last hour, there's a segment. When we get to the last hour, I used to do the big shot of the night, but we got to get a sponsor for that so I can bring that back for the baseball season. But, you know, whenever we get to 11 o'clock, it's open mic. Somebody will call and they'll say something about the NBA that I didn't mention. Maybe somebody will call and mention the Four Nations face-off we haven't really got to tonight, which, you know, I'll be on Thursday. We'll get to that. Let's take a call from Josh in Boonton, New Jersey, on the Fan. You got it, Josh.
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. I usually don't call because it's usually when my kids are asleep, and I try to be as quiet as possible.
Understood.
But, I went out tonight with some of my friends, so I figured I'd give you a call. I am a diehard Mets fan. 3 out of 4 of my kids, one is named Jacob after Jacob DeGrom, one is named Daniel after Daniel Murphy. And the other one, my daughter's middle name is Ryan after Nolan Ryan. And,
wow.
So I'm a very diehard Mets fan. I have a tattoo logo on my, you know, leg. I'm a diehard Mets fan. I think the Yankees, and this is a controversial topic for, you know, my Mets fandom group, I think the Yankees had a better offseason than the Mets. And I think it's not even saying, even if you take out the Max Fried situation, you know, Max, obviously you can't because Max Fried's one of the best pitchers in baseball. But if they didn't sign him, I still think the Yankees had a better, you know, offseason. I think Bellinger seems like he when you look at him, he's a Yankee. He just looks like a Yankee. Even when he was with the Cubs and the Dodgers, he just looks like a Yankee. Like he's built for that stadium. And I think Goldschmidt now on a team that people care about, he's going to hit well, and Devin Williams is unbelievable. But my question is, if you had to place a bet on any New York team winning a championship first, where would you place your money? Whether it be the Knicks, the Mets, obviously we don't have to worry about the Jets or the Giants, that's 30 years from now. But which team do you think has the best chance that you would place your money on?
Thanks for the call, Josh. Shout out to you and the Mets. Players that you loved and lost and you attached your kids' names to and even tattooing that, like that is fandom and dedication. The answer is the Yankees. The Yankees were in the World Series last year. I think, again, they have a path to the World Series through the American League, and we don't know who they're going to face out of the National League, whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's the Diamondbacks, whether it's the Padres, whether it's the Mets. I got to vote Yankees, but I disagree that the Yankees had the better offseason. They had a good offseason pivot, but they lost one of the top five players in baseball. 888-808-1019. Open mic time coming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.